Report, ladies and gentlemen, and it's sponsored by East Quahog's Restaurant, deep in the heart of downtown. Talking about the new Moon Cafe. You know, 45 years, still going strong. Best Tex-Mex anywhere, really is. Right in East Quahog or anywhere along the Continental Shelf. Delicious Blue Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, you get your breakfast brunch. The Moon New Moon Cafe. Montauk Highway, East Quahog. Rob DePiro, East End Report. Robin, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. I guess we're going to have a far more easier Hamptons commute this weekend than last weekend when the Commander-in-Chief came to the Hamptons on a Friday afternoon. Southampton Press says that the Trump campaign netted $12 million from this visit.
That's right. And you got the invite and you wrote a check, you told me, for $250,000 to have lunch with him, right?
This is true. This was to hopefully ensure that the traffic runs as smoothly for him as it did last Friday. We want this money to ensure that everyone gets a private road freeze at their whim. So if you donate enough money to the campaign, you won't have to sit in traffic jams. You'll just get the Sunrise Highway shut down in all directions, so your commute will go smooth.
I hear you. But, boy, that had to be something last Friday, no question. All right, let's get into a couple of things. By the way, is that bald eagle still on the loose? Where are we at with this, what's his name? Waldo, is it?
That is Sam.
Oh, that's Sam, excuse me.
And it's looking more and more, the more I talk to enough people connected, I mean, I guess I'm probably going to come out front and center and say there's a pretty good chance that Sam the Bald Eagle is no longer with us.
Well, that's, you bring some sad news here on a Friday. And do you have any proof of that?
No proof, but this award has gone up and up. It started at like 5,000, went to 10. It's now at 27,000,
well,
Mr. Oliver.
You know, the rumor is DePiro's waiting for this maybe to go to 40, and all of a sudden he turns it in himself. Is that possible?
I would have to say no to that one. The backlash would not be worth it. You'd probably have to change your name and go into witness protection.
Okay.
With the animal rights activists. But if Jay, if it's at 27,000 and they really don't have any phone calls coming in, there is just an unofficial theory that this thing is sitting stuffed on someone's mantle as we speak.
That's a tough one.
And the person that would have taken it, if you take it out of its environment, that's another theory. Just the stress of it alone being removed from the cage, as well as I still haven't seen the video yet, but the person I think put it in some kind of container or a duffel bag, and that would be enough to probably lead to its demise. So yeah. I wouldn't hope for a happy ending or a resolution at this point, based on everything I've picked up.
Listen, I don't even know what you'd. Yeah, I don't know what you'd feed a bald eagle to begin with. I don't even. What would a bald? You can't feed it. What do you feed a bald eagle then, DePiro?
I don't think the person that took the bald eagle had any intention of feeding it anything.
That's terrible.
And if they did, they were gonna. I guess if you take it and let's say that you want to free it, for example. Let's say it's someone who wanted to free it, you know, like, oh, it's caged, it's unfair. Well, if you free the bald eagle into the wild, how long is that going to survive? Remember, it had that broken wing, it amputated wing.
Yeah, from being shot, no question about it. All right, let's hope for the best for old Sammy. Hopefully he's alive and well. Let's get to some... safety courses for the boaters, Brianna's Law, the governor out a couple of weeks ago. What's the latest there?
Yeah, you're going to now have to be required to take a boating safety course. No more of you just getting in your vessel, cruising along in these South Fork waterways. We've seen too many accidents. There have been boating accidents nonstop. Even minor ones that don't even really make the news. Last week, as we talked about the other incidents that happened what on the North Fork with the tubing death, and the other death where the woman was trapped up against the piling. This follows the fatal accident about 3 weeks earlier in the Mauritius Bay. You're going to have to, Southampton Town, you will not enter the waters legally unless you take a Southampton Town boater safety course.
Well, let's see what happens. Too many incidents, without question. Southampton Town, Robert, from what I understand, that proposal has been defeated. They would have allowed these additional food trucks at these farm stands if they used some of the local produce. What was the latest there?
Yeah, well, you pretty much just hit the nail on the head. Any pre-existing situation for the food trucks, that they'll be allowed to stay. As far as any new ones, no, the kibosh has been hasn't been put on it. It's just that the proposed legislation to allow others to expand into the food truck business at these wineries and farm stands. Really, farm stands is what the proposal was. Did not pass. So I don't really know the reason why it was defeated. It just happened to be defeated. Perhaps that would have been added to more people coming out if they know they could eat more at the places where they're going to. Again, you have the whole issue of what's been, how many of these farm stands were created. We've seen what's happened on the North Fork, Jay. Actually, flipping back to that, the both police chiefs of South Hole Town and Riverhead Town are going to meet with the New York State Department of Transportation. They are stressing that there is need for some kind of traffic plan to be in place as we head into September.
Right.
With fall pumpkin season, it's just where you cannot move. I don't know. Right now, both police chiefs, you have South Hold's top cop, Martin Flatley, Riverhead's police chief, David Hegemiller, they've already scheduled a meeting with a state DOT official. Because when it begins, you cannot move east now of really any of the roads. There's weekends, and I'm not even talking like any big massive street fair. I'm not even talking about that Maritime Festival in Greenport, September sometime. You get to Sound Avenue is a mess now. You can't negotiate that. You can't get on 25. You're sitting, and now they've found Peconic Bay Boulevard. One proposal that has been brought up, but Hegemiller shot that down. There was a theory that perhaps closing one of the east or westbound lanes on Sound Avenue, I guess particularly, depending on which way the traffic's going, beginning of the day and after late day, that has been shot down. So Sound Avenue will not be closed to any traffic one way or another, at least not this year. It could perhaps resurface maybe next year. It depends on what this meeting is.
No, we'll see. You can't do that. The one lane, it would be a disaster. Oh, man, I'm telling you.
And he knows that. Yeah. Hegemiller knows that.
No question. It looks like, Baldwin did get the $10 million, right? I know Riverhead and Southampton were right in it as far as the grant for downtown revitalization. You know what? Riverhead could have used that money. I'm sorry they didn't get it, but Baldwin the recipient, huh?
Yeah, it's I guess if you go by who gets the award, it's definitely slanted to Nassau County.
Yeah,
in the 4 years that they've had this, this is the third Nassau County town that has received a, they call it like a $10 million prize.
Right.
Riverhead and Southampton towns were in the running, Jay, did not get it.
That's sad to, I'll tell you, Riverhead just is snake bit when it comes to stuff like that. You look what's going on in Riverhead with EPCAL. We talk about it all the time, and they can't get a break on anything. How about securing that? Would it have been nice? Well, all that's happening with Illuminati, all that isn't, I should say. They could get this $10 million and really put it to use.
That really would be a no-brainer just to have an influx to where you just spread it around, but then definitely, you know, use some of it for the biggie. That, I got to believe, will finally come to the finish line sometime next month. I think there's one more meeting requested regarding the whole situation with 555. Because we've now learned from Riverhead Local and Riverhead News Review last week that Daniel Preston never really went away. He's still part of this.
Well, he's still part of it, but let something come about here. I haven't heard a darn thing in over a month.
Now, I would say that one of the strong rumors, should 555 acquire this, or what is really kind of being encouraged, I should say, what is being encouraged to 555, drag strip, which by now I think is a necessity. I'm getting unofficial, I'll have to say at this point, unofficial reports that the two speed racers that were in a speed contest along the North Fork about 2 or 3 weeks ago, remember I brought that up?
Yeah.
They have turned themselves in. They were going 130 miles an hour, but the problem was, just besides going 130 miles an hour at any point on any public road, it wasn't at 2 in the morning that you see in these Fast and Furious movies. It was 2 in the afternoon, started in Peconic, and then sped through bridge where the bridge lane intersection is. Now they were driving each on the shoulder. In I think one was in a McLaren sports car. They were very expensive sports cars. They were driving on each shoulder. Problem is they went through any red light.
Yeah. Now listen.
So I'm interested to see what their sentence is, because this, to me, I would look at it as attempted murder, to be honest with you.
No question. And I'll tell you this much. We'll end with this. You know, I was trying to figure out where the Chris Cuomo thing took place. Shelter Island, obviously, when it all came out. The Don Lemon incident was Sag Harbor a couple of weeks ago.
You are correct.
You know, listen, so much has been made of this stuff. You can make the certain case. Cuomo should have just maybe walked away and everything else. To me, it was completely overblown. That's just me. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, maybe he should have used better judgment. Maybe just walk away when you have situations like that. The Lemon thing, you know, the Lemon thing is kind of interesting to me because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, he said this, he did this. But I kind of tend to believe, you know, that Lemon could have been at the center of it all as far as, you know, lighting that spark there.
Not to just... well, I'll agree with you. Disagree a little bit with you quickly on the Cuomo thing. The guy looked like he definitely was trying to get Cuomo in a situation where Cuomo may have lost his mind and punched him. Cuomo did not go to that level. Should he have walked away? Yes. But this was a case of somebody trying to instigate just for, you know, to get his name out there and, you know, cause a situation. Yeah, you're right. The Don Lemon thing, it kind of looks a little bit more like, yes, he is the center of this story, that whatever happened is looks like Lemon's in a little bit more of a bad situation than Cuomo.
Yeah.
Based on if you read everything and if you read all of the accounts, this happened last summer. Lawsuit has been filed in state Supreme Court.
Yep.
By the bartender. He bartended at the Old Stove Pub in Sagaponack. Went there with restaurant friends to Murph's Tavern in Sag Harbor. And bartender, off duty now, offered to buy a lemon drop drink to Don Lemon. And that's when things got a little bit uneven, shall we say, with the allegation.
A little dicey there, no question. Robert, always a pleasure. His report, Mr. DePiro, sponsored by the great East Quag Restaurant, deep in the heart of downtown, talking about the New Moon Cafe. That's right, 45 years and still going strong. And really is the best Tex-Mex anywhere. anywhere along the Continental Shelf. You have delicious Blue Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Burger Wednesdays. Don't forget the Thursdays, and for the upcoming weekend, you have your breakfast brunch all at the New Moon.
Ooh.
Montauk Highway, East Quag, Mr. DePiro, a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. And Jay, maybe I'll see you at the Pocatown Polish Fair, 45th Annual Polish Festival this weekend in Riverhead.
Is it this weekend?
This weekend.
Wow. I will have to say a quick hello to my good friend, Mr. Trier, out there.
There you go.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Jay.